Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The increasing cost of beef and the touted benefits of a meatless Monday could give way to the rise of a subset of synthetic protein products. We're talking about lab-grown meat. It's also known as cultured meat. But what exactly is this synthetic meat? Well, for more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Kate Shanahan, board-certified family medicine MD, author of Deep Nutrition, Why Your Genes Need Traditional Food, and a former genetic engineer. Dr. Shanahan, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I'm confused about a lot of this. I'm confused about synthetic meat. I'm confused about the meat that's all vegetarian based versus the it seems like it's kind of a cloning process. Explain to me what we're actually talking about. What are the different kinds of meat substitutes that we're being presented with today?
Yeah, so Pat, there are two different, very different categories of meat substitutes that folks are getting extremely excited about for a variety of reasons that have to do with nutrition and the planet. And they're very different from each other. So the lab-grown meat is very much what you said, that the clonal reproduction. It's extremely intensive cell culture methodologies, very high-tech, kind of like a sci-fi dream fantasy that they're trying to make come true, but haven't really gotten as far as they like to present themselves. So what that is going to do is create something that is actually a kind of meat. You could call it meat, but it didn't involve killing an animal, sort of like deathless meat, I guess. And then the other category of synthetic meat is based from plant protein. So very often soy. It's the stuff that's been with us for a long time, you know, textured vegetable protein. Interestingly, it's very similar to what they actually feed animals in animal feed. It's like the high protein part of the soybean, and they're just trying to make that taste more like meat. So that's the difference between the two types of synthetic meat. One is a vegan based, and the other one is this high tech sci-fi fantasy that is actually meat. It's just supposedly doesn't involve killing animals. And I emphasize that for a reason.
All right. I want to get to the reason. But before we do, I want to go back to what it is. Is it just like producing a part of an animal? I mean, it seems like, is there a central nervous system? Is there a brain? Is there pain? Is there consciousness of this meat that's being produced? Or are they producing the steak? do you understand right. What I'm saying? The difference?
Yeah, so what exactly are they growing? So they're trying to grow a steak, and only a steak. So there's nothing else. There's no brain. There's nothing that could feel pain. There's not even blood vessels, and there's not even fat. So it's not going to be a steak.
No.
It's purely just a collection of muscle cells that have just grown in a clonal way. They are literally clones. Growing on a petri dish. And so if you want to envision what does it look like, right now the way they're doing it, the technology is a whole bunch of petri dishes, and they're doing their best to make these clones that are individual. They come out of an actual cow, right? So they take, it starts with an actual cow, but they don't kill the cow. They just take a sample of their muscle and a chunk of muscle, and then they have to break it apart into individual cells and look for one subtype of a cell called a muscle stem cell that can grow many times and become a larger little glob of muscle than just the individual one cell. But, you know, it can only grow so big because it's an individual single cell.
Yeah.
So after as much as that will do, you have something that, like a glob of pure muscle, no connective tissue, no nothing else, that is about the size of a cranberry. And then you have to, like, mush a bunch of those together to create something that's about the size of a burger.
Okay, it doesn't sound very appetizing. But but let's get let's go back to the vegan or the plant-based, the fake meats, which I have difficulty with. I'm going to say, just from a personal perspective, for some reason, the idea of eating this stuff kind of makes me gag. It does have meat flavor to it. But if I want meat, I'm going to eat meat. And if I don't want meat, I'm going to eat a veggie burger, which I love the taste of, and it's full of vegetables, and why not just do that? So tell us, are they more humane?
Yeah, the question of are they humane comes down to, you know, if you say that being humane or not is defined solely by killing an animal or not, then okay, yeah, sure, it's more humane. But if you kind of like broaden into the big picture of the world that we actually live in, it's a much more complex question. And what's not being discussed right now, they're not discussing it in any complexity at all. And that's part of the problem that I have with the discussion. They're just saying, well, you know, humane is let's not kill animals, and that's the end of the story. But it fails to take into account our needs, our nutritional needs. And we didn't touch on this yet, but the nutritional value of these lab-grown steaks is not at all comparable, doesn't even come close to the nutritional value of a real steak.
You know, I hate to do this to you, but we are short on time, and I'm going to ask you to do this. It's fascinating, the discussion, and you're giving us things that we should think about that we haven't been thinking about. Can we give out a website where people can go and they can find out more about this?
Yeah, so my website is drkate.com. It's just drkate.com. And just look under the recent articles. It's the most recent article.
Yeah, I guarantee you, you're going to find out information that you didn't previously know if you read what Dr. Kate has written. I appreciate you joining us this afternoon, and I do apologize that I'm, you know, cutting you short, but perhaps we'll have an opportunity to speak again in the future. That's Dr. Kate Shanahan, board-certified family medicine MD, author of Deep Nutrition, Why Your Genes Need Traditional Food, and she's a former genetic engineer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.